Hey, welcome back to the show. Today, I'm going to be talking about how to create a process. Expect to learn what a process is, how it helps and benefits you, how to find, practice, and trust your process, and much more. Hey, before we get started, I wanted you to try something with me. I want you to picture someone that you know who values their mindset and maybe their mental skills also. They could be an athlete, a student, maybe someone you know in an organization looking to actively develop themselves and their mental game. And the reason being is that we're trying to build a community of people here that value building stronger minds to feel better about themselves. My goal is that whatever you learn from the episodes in this show, you can not only use for yourself, but pass on and teach others. I think sport is so much more powerful than just the games we play. And while we want to help create good humans and great athletes, we also want to produce awesome role models for their communities. So if you can think of that one person and that they may benefit from this show, text them the link to this podcast, because you could not only be helping them change their lives, but also positively affecting the lives of so many others. Thank you so much. But before we get started, please do me the great favor and hit the subscribe button on whatever platform you're following along on or listening on. It really does make a huge, huge difference. And it's the easiest and cheapest way to support what this show is all about. It allows us to grow the show and get on more guests, more episodes. So I thank you so much for doing that. In other news, don't forget to join The Game Plan, a free email that I send out every Friday morning with inspiration, motivation, and ideas on mindset, mental health, and your perspective. Simply click the link in the description below to join, or head over to lewishatchett.com/the-game-plan. Thank you so much, and I'll see you Friday morning. Also, if you're interested in developing your mindset or your mental health and know the value of putting your mental game first, you may find the MindStrong Academy helpful. It's an online academy designed to help you become a more confident version of yourself. Not only will you gain access to monthly mindset masterclasses, but also motivational videos, inspirational listening and reading, live podcasts, and much more. The subscription is the cost of a coffee per week, and you can get started with a 14-day free trial. As well as this, you can have the option to sign up to the MindStrong Mindset course, and as a part of that offer, you can get the MindStrong Academy completely free for life. As a listener of this podcast, you get a 20% discount by using the code RYGMindStrong at checkout. That's RYGMindStrong at checkout, and there's a link in the description of this episode. I'll see you inside. But on to today's episode on how to create a process. Enjoy. So some of these are going to be from my experience as an athlete, having done these myself, but also from my experience as a coach. And I would maybe also add that you could add your own context within these. While it's going to be mainly around sport, you could place your own context within these scenarios. So instead of it being a coach, it could be a leader. If you're in business, maybe school, could be a teacher. Whatever context you want to place into some of this advice that I'm, or insight I'm going to give, place it there. So it will be from a sport context, but you can change it depending on what you need. So the first mistake that I want to go straight into is one that I think is a big bugbear from a coach's perspective for sure. And that is that a mistake that an athlete is making, the individual themselves is making, is that they are getting their parents to do things for them and they're not taking ownership of things themselves. What I mean by this is that they could be getting their parents to ask questions. They could be getting their parents to email in. They could be finding that the parent is just kind of sticking their nose in when they don't really need to. And from a coach's perspective, what this does is it unfairly creates a negative bias towards that athlete. I don't know a single coach, when they have received information from a parent who is maybe questioning, demanding, advising, giving their opinion, and asking if their child could be put forward or they could give their child an opportunity. I have never met a coach or found a situation where when that message has been sent or received, that the coach has just gone, you know what? Yeah, sure. Here you go. Usually creates this negative image around the whole situation. I just can't hide it. I have spoken to so many coaches. It's the thing that they talk about the most is that parents are butting in, they're getting involved. And from the athlete's point of view, it's not great because you want to take ownership of your game. You want to take ownership of everything that you're doing. The main reason is that you then create your resilience. You create the control of your entire career, your entire journey. It's all under your control. You have autonomy. You build up the skill set to deal with failures, hence why I said resilience. So when you're faced with a challenge, you are the one that can deal with it rather than using your parents or some support system as a crutch. Now, I will sort of note with this that it does depend on age. So I would advise this for teenagers and above. Anything below that, then yeah, guardians take care of those kids. Like that's where this maybe doesn't apply. But I would really encourage any teenager and above to take ownership of the game. And the reason is that you are in control and you are the one that is going to be following your career. It's all in your control and you want that. An example I'll give is a young lad I used to coach when I was in Australia. His dad said to me, look, my son wants to have coaching with you. And the one thing that you won't hear from me is a message organizing the sessions. He won't come to me for advice. He won't come to me with what's going on or review. He said, if my son wants the sessions, you will hear from him. If you give me permission, I will give him your phone number and he will text you and he will organize the time, the date, when to get there. I'll pay for it. I will drive him to it, but he will organize all the sessions. It will be completely up to him. And what he was doing was he was placing that ownership on his son. Sure enough, a few days later, I get the text message. Can we set up sessions? What days are you available? I'd love to do the sessions. And you saw him come with this drive and determination and motivation because it was under his control. It was all his doing. He had taken ownership, wasn't placed on him. He wasn't doing something that he didn't want to do. And that was a part of the process that his dad was distilling, was he was making sure that this was something that his son 100% wanted to do and not anyone else's. And so if he wanted to do it, he had to build up the courage and the bravery to send a message to me to organize it and then let his dad know that this is when we're doing it. Can you take me? Sure enough, his dad supported him fully. So making sure that you're not allowing your parents, your support system to do a lot of things for you, especially if you're of age that you can take ownership for it. Is there something that you're doing where you could be, or something that they're doing that you could be doing yourself? Maybe it's asking questions. Maybe it's getting feedback. Maybe it's just really putting yourself out there and asking those coaches, like, what can you do, rather than getting your parents to do it for you? So yeah, parents, stay back if you can. And athletes, if it's your parents that get involved, tell them that you want to take ownership and go and do it yourself. Go take it on. You'll feel so much better and you'll have way more pride in yourself when you do that. The next up is any criticism or feedback that you get from your coach, you're perhaps taking personally. So don't confuse being told that you're not good enough or that something didn't go well or something was bad. Don't confuse that with them saying you are bad. So often we inadvertently place the outcomes with our self-worth. So instead of saying that was bad, we say I am bad, or I wasn't good at that, we will say I am no good at that. We don't realize that by doing that, we're breaking down our self-worth and we're not giving ourselves the opportunity to look at what we're being told or the feedback that we're being told as an area for growth. And it's having this growth mindset, seeing that as a challenge, seeing that as an opportunity to grow where we start to get better. So rather than listening to the criticism and thinking that they're telling you that you're not good enough a personal attack as something that is bad about you. It's more about your skill, your game, the context in which they're talking about. So if it's a skill that you're maybe not at, is there some truth in it? Is there a way in which you can start to develop that? And we'll get on to the questions that you can ask, but there's some things that you can maybe dive into. Go, okay, well, if I'm not good at that, then how can I get better? How can I develop at it? Rather than going, oh my God, the coaches think I'm no good. They don't rate me. This is not, they think I'm no good. I am bad. And that's not what we want. We are inadvertently placing our self-worth on where our outcomes are at or our performance is currently at. And we're getting that mixed up. So you want to go into viewing feedback as just a open opportunity to grow. Don't take it personally. If it takes some time to just sit with it and recognize it is not a personal attack, then take that. Don't emotionally respond. Give yourself a day, maybe two, maybe a week to digest the information, think about it, and then start to put into place an action to put into place some progress, some training, some action that you can take to move this situation into a better place. So where can you develop? What can you get better at? What areas have you perhaps not been paying attention? Was there some truth in this? And again, it's not a case of you are bad. It's a case of you're just currently not where you want to be and they're noting it. And thank them for it. Thank them for giving that feedback. Sometimes it's not easy for a coach to give you that feedback. So taking that feedback and doing something with it, that's what they want to see. Coaches want to go and see you doing that work. And that's where you might start to change your perception with them. And that's a mistake that I very often see is that as soon as an athlete receives bad feedback or negative feedback or criticism, they think that they are bad and they go and dwell on it far too long before putting into action. So moving on to the next one, which is the time that you work with your coach is that you're only seeing that as your time to train. What I mean by this is, let's say you're training once a week with your coach. What are you doing for the other days? Too many athletes I see that want to stand out and want to be better than others are only training on the days that are organized with their coaches. And a quick mindset shift that I had was when I started to see the moments when I was with my coaches and training with them, I didn't see them as my main training sessions. I saw them as my top-up sessions. I saw them as times to get tune-ups, to get guidance, to get advice, to maybe even show off what progress I'd made, because the real training was in times away from those sessions. And if you think about it, let's say you are training once or twice a week, but you add in two, maybe three small sessions throughout the week where you're working on the things that you were working on with your coach, you're now three, maybe 5xing your progress. You're adding more time on task. You may be creating more mistakes, but we know through having more mistakes that you're starting to get towards the right answer. And that's why if you do make mistakes or you're not getting it right, you can then go back to your coaches and be like, I've been working on this on my own. Can you take a look? You get that tune up, you get the advice, you get the opinions, you maybe get some changes that you need to make, and then you go and work on it. You go and do that work. It is purely about increasing the amount of time you have on task so that you can get to the outcome you want faster. Whereas if you don't do that, you're taking a lot longer. You are taking far longer to get to that point. And when you are at your coaches and you're only putting that time with them in, and or that's the only time you start to put in effort or you put in some training, there's just so much opportunity you're leaving out on the table. There's just so much. And I'm not talking about having to have hours and hours of sessions every day away from your coach. It could quite literally be a few minutes, or it could be 30 minutes, an hour, but something with time on task, quality work, focused work on that thing you're working on, you will benefit to no end from it. So definitely start to have that change in mindset that the time you're with your coaches is not just the time you're training, the only time you're working hard. It's done away from that as well. And you're using that as a top-up sessions, time to develop, whatever it might be. And the last one I want to get to is you're not asking questions, or you're maybe not asking the right questions. Too many athletes think that the coaches know what they want, where they want to go, and know what you want to improve on. By asking questions, you start to know where you can go, especially if you're an athlete that doesn't know how to look good in front of the coaches. know where they want you to go or what they think you should be getting better at. It blows my mind how many times I ask this question to an athlete of saying, what do you think the coaches want you to get better at? And they don't know the answer to it because they've not had the courage or the bravery to just go up to a coach and say, hey, what do I need to do to get better? What is it you think I need to develop at? Where do you think I'm going right? And that's where we can start to ask those questions. Don't assume that those coaches know what it is that you want to achieve. Don't assume that they know how you're going to go about it. Don't assume they know how you are going to get to where you want to get to. You want to get guidance. You want to know what they're thinking. Ask them. So head up to your coach. Ask them, what do you think I'm doing well at the moment? Where do you think I can get better? These are my goals. This is where I want to be in the future. How would you get there? What would you advise me to do? Those are some really basic questions that you can ask, but can have some huge outcomes because a few things happen. When you do that, you ask your coaches for their advice, for their opinion. They will help you create a plan, a roadmap to get there, hopefully. The other thing is because the act of just simply asking them for advice, asking them for their opinion, that will give them a good feeling because you've asked for that opinion. It's working to them that you value what they're saying. And they'll now be slightly more invested in you than before. I see a lot of coaches saying, I told this athlete one thing and he never does it. He didn't listen to my advice. Don't be that athlete. Be the athlete that when they see you working, especially on the advice or the opinion or the feedback that they've given you and taking the road that they've laid out for you in the path and taking on that advice, when you go and do that and they see you doing that, no matter what the outcome, they'll be able to look at you and go, geez, the outcome's not where he wants to be, but my God, they're working hard at what I put in front of them and they're actually taking on board what I was saying. And they'll be more encouraged to come to you and offer more feedback, offer more advice, and it will start to snowball and it will work in your favor. And that will again be where you get that advice, get all that work that you can possibly do and take it and use it in that time away from that training to your advantage. And this whole thing really starts to snowball. So if you're in a place where you're worried about what your coaches are thinking, you're not sure what your coaches are thinking, and you know you need to have this conversation, here's a bit of advice of how you could go about having that conversation. I would do it at the start of a training session and just go up to them by saying, hey, coach, I would like to have a conversation with you. I just need 5-10 minutes. Is it possible to do it at the end of training today if you've got time? Or maybe if you don't have time today, another time later on in the week? And can we schedule that in if that's possible? But you do want to go into that initial conversation with a couple of things. You want to know what it is that you want to get out of it and potentially what it is that you want them to know. So you want to know where you're going, your goals, your ambitions, and you want to leave it armed with knowing what you want to get at, where you want to go with it, and what you want from them. So make sure that you are clear, you are prepared to have that conversation straight away. Because if you're not clear, you'll just be sort of picking. And I've had these conversations where you've walked away and you've gone, damn it, I wish I'd asked that. And I should have asked this question. So you want to know what you want from them, what you want them to know. That's it. And maybe there's a few other things that you might want to get out of that quick meeting. But that's just to get the ball rolling. So you just want to ask for that. Where do you think I'm currently at? Where do you think I need to improve? How would you get there with knowing these are my goals, these are my ambitions? So be really clear, be really quick, concise. Don't fluff it up. Just put it to them straight and then ask for their advice, and I'm sure they will give it to you. And again, be prepared to book in some time if they don't have the time then and there. Don't push them down that road. But mainly, these four things that I've given you, make sure that you are taking ownership for it. Just by doing a lot of these things, you are taking so much more ownership for your career, for your progress, for where you want to go, than if you were to give it to someone else like your parents, if you were to only train when you're around them, to not ask the right questions, or to perhaps take that criticism, that feedback personally. So quick reminder, take ownership. Don't let your parents or whoever's supporting you do things for you too much. Take feedback constructively. Don't take it personally. Make sure the time that you're working with your coaches is not the only time that you're doing your work, and then ask the right questions. In fact, just go and ask questions. That is some of the mistakes that I see athletes are making. If there's something that I've perhaps missed out here, you think there's a mistake that you see as a coach, athletes making, or maybe as an athlete yourself, you've seen someone making mistakes, or even if you're not in sport and this is a different context, let me know. I'd love to hear it. Head over to Instagram at Lewis Hatchett, drop me a DM. I always read them and reply to as many as I can. Or head over to the website, lewishatchett.com, where you can drop in an email. I'd love to hear from you. And finally, if you are a new or long-time listener of the show, please do me a favor in hitting the follow button on whatever platform you're listening to. It's quite simply the easiest way to grow this show. And the more people that do that, the better the guests that I get on the show are. So I thank you so much for doing that. Anyway, that's everything from me this week, and I will see you next time. Take it easy.